The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
What else is on the radar? You know, as we come to the close of another year, 2017. I'll show my age here a second. I was born in 1967, had my 50th birthday party last week. Surprise party. God blessed me with an unbelievable family who somehow hid from me that they were having a party. I thought I had ducked it and there wasn't going to be one. A couple days after my birthday on the 17th, they decided to surprise me and was blessed to see a lot of my friends here there, and we had a great time. But I'm reminded as I enter my sixth decade, so many things change, yet so many things stay the same. Wise person has said that, a wise philosopher has said that, and we always forget to take the time out to be with family, to thank God for our blessings, to remember his name, to remember why we're here, what our purpose is. And yet every year we're reminded also of the people on earth who make it challenging, who make it important for the good to succeed, and that evil will succeed. As Mead said, evil will succeed if good men do nothing, men and women. Every year there's always a debate, and time has cornered the market on, if you will, naming the person of the year. I hope they don't simply make it a partisan effort. Well, we know they did that with Obama. They did it with a number of folks in the past. But let's try to get the partisanship out of this for a second, if you and I can do this, and talk about who should be the person of the year. A lot of names have been floated, but one, I think, is an obvious choice. Now, remember, person of the year is not always somebody who's a hero, did something good. It could be something bad. It could be evil. Somebody who sort of dominated the way the year transpired. And I have to tell you, as much as this hurts me, as much as it pangs my heart, and it's sad to say, I think the obvious choice is Vladimir Putin. It's pretty obvious. You have a tyrant, a tyrannical Russian dictator.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. Breaching the fault lines of today. The Blaze Radio Network.